You're listening to The Space Show with Andrew and Richard. If you ask me my favourite spacecraft, I'd have to say Voyager 2. It was launched on 1977, August the 20th, and is still going strong. Voyager 1, its identical twin, was launched a month or so later, on 1977 September 5. Voyager 1 went past Jupiter, and then Saturn, and then headed off out of the solar system, where it is still travelling. Now, Richard has a rather sad story to tell about what's happening to the Voyager 1 mission. Already, many of the instruments have been shut down, including the camera, so no more pictures from Voyager 1. But, Richard, what's happening?
Yep, so on April 17, that's April 17 this year, engineers at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Southern California sent commands to shut down an instrument aboard Voyager 1 called the Low Energy Charged Particle Experiment, or LECP. The nuclear-powered spacecraft is running low on power, and turning off the LECP is considered the best way to keep humanity's first interstellar explorer going. The LECP has been operating almost without interruption since Voyager 1 launched in 1977, almost 49 years. It measures low-energy charged particles, including ions, electrons, and cosmic rays originating from our solar system and the galaxy. The instrument has provided critical data about the structure of the interstellar medium, detecting pressure fronts and regions of varying particle density in the space beyond our heliosphere. The twin Voyagers are the only spacecraft that are far enough from Earth to provide this information. Like Voyager 2, Voyager 1 relies on a radioisotope thermoelectric generator, a device that converts heat from decaying plutonium into electricity. Both probes lose about 4 watts of power each year. After almost a half century in space, power margins have grown razor thin, requiring the team to conserve energy by shutting off heaters and instruments while making sure the spacecraft don't get so cold that their fuel lines freeze. During a routine planned roll maneuver on February 27th, Voyager 1's power levels fell unexpectedly. Mission engineers knew any additional drop in power could trigger the spacecraft's undervoltage fault protection system, which would shut down components on its own to safeguard the probe, requiring recovery by the flight team. That would be a lengthy process that carries its own risk. The Voyager team needed to act fast and first. Kareem Badaruddin, Voyager mission manager at JPL, said, "While shutting down a science instrument is not anybody's preference, it is the best option available. Voyager 1 still has 2 remaining operating science instruments, one that listens to plasma waves and one that measures magnetic fields. They are still working great, sending back data from a region of space no other human-made craft has ever explored. The team remains focused on keeping both Voyagers going for as long as possible." The choice of which instrument to turn off next wasn't made in the heat of the moment. Years ago, the Voyager science and engineering teams sat down together and agreed on the order in which they would shut off parts of the spacecraft while ensuring the mission can continue to conduct its unique science. Of the 10 identical sets of instruments that each spacecraft carries, 7 have been shut down so far. For Voyager 1, the LECP was next on that list. The team shut off the LECP on Voyager 2 in March last year. Because Voyager 1 is more than 25 billion kilometers from Earth, the sequence of commands to shut down the instrument will take 23 or so hours to reach the spacecraft, and the shutdown process itself will take about 3 hours and 15 minutes to complete. One part of the LECP, a small motor that spins the sensor in a circle to scan in all directions, will remain on. It uses little power, about half a watt, and keeping it running gives the team the best chance of being able to turn the instrument back on someday if they find extra power. So what comes next, you may be wondering? Engineers are confident that shutting down the LECP will give Voyager 1 about a year of breathing room. They're using the time to finalize a more ambitious energy-saving fix for both Voyagers they call the Big Bang, which is designed to further extend Voyager operations. The idea is to swap out a group of powered devices all at once, hence the nickname, turning some things off and replacing them with low-power alternatives to keep the spacecraft warm enough to continue gathering science data. The team will implement the Big Bang on Voyager 2 first, which has a little more power to spare and is closer to Earth, making it the safer test subject. Tests are planned for May and June this year. If they go well, the team will attempt the same fix on Voyager 1 no sooner than July. If it works, there's even a chance that Voyager 1's LECP could be switched back on.
Thank you, Richard. And it's interesting to note, I think I'm correct in saying this, that the only tracking station still able to contact the Voyagers is Tidbinbilla, right here in the Australian Capital Territory. No one else can contact Voyager. Now, I did say that my favourite Voyager was Voyager 2, because it did not only did Jupiter and Saturn, but also went on to Uranus and Neptune before heading off out of the solar system. In 1985, Ted Kuza wrote this poem called The Voyager 2 Satellite. And he comes from the United States, and here's a reading of that poem.
The Voyager 2 Satellite by Ted Kuza. The Tin Man is cold, the glitter of distant worlds is like snow on his coat. Free-falling through space, he spreads his arms and slowly turns, hands reaching to catch the white, elusive dandelion fuzz of starlight. He is the dove with wings of purest gold sent out upon the deep to seek a place for us, the goat upon whose back we've sent our problems into exile, the dreamy beast of peace and science who now grows smaller, smaller, falling so gracefully into the great blank face of God.